For a great Chicago show, we can tell you where to go. You should dial your radio to the Skinny and Hooley Show. It's the Skinny and Hooley Show.
Listoon Varna. Oh, Listoon Varna. Listoon Varna.
How's it going there, everybody from Cork, New York, Dundalk, Gortahawk, and Glenamaddy?
Hey, how's it going, everybody? Welcome once again to the Skinny and Hooley Show. I'm your old friend Mike Houlihan, and with me, as always, my old buddy, my pal, my friend, Mr. James Skinny Sheehan. Here he is on the phone from Florida. Skinny?
Hooley, hello, hello.
There he is, ladies and germs. How's it going there in Florida, Skinny?
Real nice. I'm down here in Naples. It's very nice. Very lucky to be out of Chicago. But for a lot of reasons, it's a great place to relax.
Are you like drinking a pina colada and laying in your bathing suit by the pool?
Well, that's not a pretty sight.
No,
I'm
it's not.
Not
actually.
it's pretty dark out, Hooley. Hate to tell you that.
Hey, but you're listening to the Skinny and Hooley Show. We're brought to you by Flood Brothers Disposal. Our old pal Bob Flood. We're coming at you out of Cicero, Illinois. WCEV. We're Chicago's ethnic voice. 1450 on your AM dial. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're streaming online at WCEV1450.com. And if you ever miss a show, folks, you can always catch the podcast, usually up by Mondays, at SkinnyHooley.com. Well, Skin.
Right. Hey, you know what I wanted to tell you real quick?
Yeah.
You know Sally Daly that worked for my brother Mike?
Yes.
Yeah, well, her father passed away. He was 92.
Oh, wow. God rest his soul.
Chicago police officer and a member of Local 130 Plumbers Union.
He was a cop
worked
and a
jobs.
Plumber? Wow.
Yeah, for many, many years, eight kids. Just a terrific, terrific guy. And 23 grandchildren.
God rest
his soul.
Great
family guy. Yeah. Southside guy. He's being buried out of St. Christina's this weekend, so. Just say a prayer for James Daly. Really
Absolutely.
Good guy.
Absolutely. See, he didn't.
Oh, one other
yeah.
thing before I forget it, too. You know what? I don't, you know, we mentioned once in a while, Hooley, about some of the people that are sick. Our buddies, Terry Cox and Marty McGarry and
right.
Phil Jordan are still. So we want to remember those guys, too. They're guys that have been really important to the Irish community in Chicago and just really good guys, too.
Absolutely. So. And wasn't there somebody else we were supposed to pray for?
You know what? We rent a place from the Rileys, Pat and Chris, down here in Florida. They had a couple grandchildren. We've got a couple little problems, and they asked for some prayers. So we'll say some prayers for the grandchildren, too, of the Rileys.
They were just born, right? A couple months ago.
Yeah, about 2 months ago, and they're going through some tough times. So anyways, a boy and a girl, but they got some good news today, so we just want to say a prayer for them, so that they hope that they recover.
We want to plug them into the
nice
Skinny
people.
And Hooley prayer line.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly, and they listen to our show all the time, so we want to say hello to them.
Oh, God
also.
Bless them.
So
yeah.
We'll say a prayer.
Okay, I'll throw a couple up there for them.
I know.
Well, Skinny,
today, and I was just saying that some people don't believe it, but I believe that the prayers really work.
Sure,
you know,
do.
And
yeah.
You know, people that have problems, they, you know, sickness, or they're going through a tough time or whatever, and it's always worked for me. So
it's just good to have someplace to turn, you know. If
yeah,
you don't have
exactly.
hope, you got nothing, man. So that's a good thing. That's a good thing.
Yes.
Okay, so what have you been doing out there? Just laying around?
You know, Uli, I've been doing some stuff. I'm still in touch with the people from Special Olympics with Julie and Natalie and Joe, and I keep in touch with them. We're doing a big party on February 5th at Carnival.
Oh, yeah.
That we did last year, and we expect a lot of people there. It's a great party. It's $100. Everybody wants to go, then go to sochicago.org.
Okay.
Sochicago.org. And it's a great night. We're honoring Mike Kelly from the Chicago Park
Mike
District.
Kelly from the Park District?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's our honoree. And Mitch Rosen from the Score Radio.
He's married to Frank Maloney's daughter.
Exactly.
Yeah. And Mitch Rosen, oh, he's a good guy, too. Yeah.
Yeah, Mitch is a real good guy. Mitch has got an unbelievable history. He was on with Eddie Schwartz.
Yeah.
You know, that show was like 40 years ago.
And he's married to an Irish girl.
Right. He lives right in the neighborhood. Really nice guy. Oh. Really great, great guy. So we're real happy that we're doing that. That's February 5th at Carnival. That's the day after the Super Bowl.
Oh, it's on a Monday. Yeah, okay.
Yes, and now there is some breaking news, too, Huli, that, well, it's not breaking news. You know, we broke this story a few years ago. The Southside Parade is coming back.
Oh, it is back. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's coming back. But, it's, you know what, all of a sudden it's the middle of January. It's coming fast. And the parade is having their party on February 3rd.
At Bourbon Street.
Exactly. From 6 o'clock till 11.
The parade fundraiser. Yeah.
The parade fundraiser. It's always a terrific time. There's always a cast of characters there.
You know it, yeah.
And we've worked with them for years, Holy. So we're real happy that they're doing a good job. They usually did that parade fundraiser at the end of February, even the beginning of March. This year it's early, so we want to get the word out to everybody.
When is it? February 3rd?
February 3rd
okay.
at Bourbon Street, Saturday night. So
that's right around the corner. Oh.
Yeah, it's right around the corner. And we're very excited about that. It's the middle of January, and we're already looking forward to some of the stuff that's coming up for St. Patrick's Day.
Good. So
that's
are we.
That's kind of neat.
Okay.
So those are a couple reports, and I know, you know, we want to say that our good buddies over at the Plumbers Hall, they're having the Queen concert.
Oh, yeah,
this weekend,
this Sunday.
Right.
Yeah,
Sunday.
Yeah.
So if you're not doing anything, go over there. What time does it start? It's at 12 o'clock, isn't it?
Well, the contestants have to be there before 12 o'clock.
Yeah.
But it's a fun thing to watch. Yeah.
It
goes all day usually.
Yeah. Yeah. It goes from 12 until 3:30 or 4 or something. But it's a fun afternoon, especially if you know someone that's in there. So the Plumbers do a great job.
Go cheer them on. Go cheer on the
exactly.
girls. Yeah.
So those are some of the things I'm trying to keep track of. And while I'm down here, trying to stay out of my wife's way. And my brother Mike came down last night and I hadn't been out, so I met him. We went up and had a couple beers up at a place called Shays. It's a Boston bar.
Ah, nice.
Up on Fifth Avenue. And it's what's really interesting about it is you go in there and there's a ton of people from Boston.
Oh yeah.
And you're like, and Mike is like, take a look at that guy over there. It's like, oh yeah, I know that guy. He's from Christ the King. No, that guy's
but he's not.
Yeah, they're not. And then they come over and they got that Boston accent and. It's just friendly people. It's very much like Chicago Irish, you know. So we had a great time there last night. We had a few laughs and watched a couple basketball games. Or a basketball game. One basketball
Did you
game
watch
anyway.
That Alabama-Georgia game? Holy cow.
Oh, my God.
Was that great? How about that true freshman at the end?
That
was just a terrific game, I got to tell you.
How about his interview?
Oh, he was terrific. He said, "My parents."
I know that when he thanks his parents and thank God. And
yeah, he went right into it. Good for him.
On national
television, I love it.
And the reporter from CNN, she wanted to. They're so ignorant. They never comment. She was standing there like, "Please don't do this. Please don't do this." And he did it right away. I laughed like crazy.
Oh, it was terrific. Yeah.
And then they also showed a bunch of the players. Both teams knelt down after the game and said a prayer together. A whole group of them. And they show them, and they don't say anything. They just show it to you instead of saying, "Oh, here they're," which they do after so many of these college games now. These college kids from both teams get together and say a prayer after the game. And the media just, oh, my God, they just about pass out because, you know, they're not demonstrating or they're not heathens or something. But that was a wild, wild, wild game.
Fast game. It was. I mean, it took a while to watch it, but they were moving so fast. Anyway, we got to get to the music. We got musicians here chomping at the bits again. So
okay, well,
go
listen,
back to your pina colada.
I'm going to go back to the pina colada, but tell everybody the musicians that they want to come down on March 4th. Holy, we're doing the Polar Plunge too. So that's always a fun day.
Yeah, they look excited about that. Or they can just make a donation. That's even better.
Yeah, they can go to sochicago.org and make a donation.
All right.
All right, what else? What's new in Chicago? Anything good?
The weather has broken, thank God. So it's about 40 degrees tonight, which is not bad at all. Yeah, I don't think we've ever done the show this late. We waited till about 8 o'clock before we started, so
you're
late.
You should write a song like that, Weather Has Broken.
The weather has broken. Well, maybe these guys will put that together for us tonight. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, well, say hello to everybody. Holy, I miss you guys.
All right,
miss
God bless. We'll talk to you soon.
See you.
Thanks.
God bless.
That was the great Skinny Sheehan. Tonight, we're very, very honored, though, to have some of our good friends back, Max Dunn, Rachel Gribben, and with them, David Rhine. Welcome to the show, you guys. Welcome back to the show, Rachel and Max.
How you doing, Julie?
Thanks for having us.
Oh, it's always our pleasure. And Dave, where are you from?
Originally Ann Arbor, Michigan. Just moved back to Chicago about 5 years ago.
Good for you. And he's getting into the Irish music session scene, he said, and that's cool.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, so I brought along a whole bunch of musician jokes, but we'll get to those later. some good, some bad. No guarantees. But what do you want to kick it off with, Max?
Yeah, let's start with, we'll do a selection of jigs. The first jig is called Willie Coleman's Jig. Another one called Sleeve Russell, a Gaelic name. And then we'll end with one of my favorites. It's called The Rolling Waves.
Here they are. Max Dunn, Rachel Gribben on the fiddle. And David Rhine on the guitar, and of course Max on the Illan pipes. On the Skinny and Hooley Show. Thank you. That was terrific, you guys. Sounded like there was like 30 people playing. That's what I like about it, you know. That's amazing how when you put the three instruments together, it sounds like 10. Just terrific. So, Max, are you still teaching at Brother Rice?
Still teaching at Brother Rice, yes.
Good for you.
Yep.
Are you also a coach there?
Yeah, I'm a freshman football coach.
Good
at
for
Rice.
You.
Yeah.
How's it looking for next year?
You never know. You gotta see, get the recruits in and start doing workouts and then see what you can put together. And that's the rewarding part
of freshman ball. Did you play football at Rice?
I went to Evergreen.
Oh, okay.
So I played football there, and then I...
You got to hang out with the girls then.
Yeah. And then I played a couple of years at St. Francis and Joliet.
Oh, good for you. Yeah. What'd you play?
I played receiver, but yeah, I didn't play too much. It's pretty high quality.
You were
ball
wearing the uniform.
My skill. Yeah. I looked good on the sidelines, yeah. For sure.
How about you, Rachel? You still got the Thursday night sessions going over at the Galway Arms?
I do every Thursday at 8 right by the fire.
Terrific. That's a great spot, too. Yep. Right on Clark Street.
Yep.
What's the address? Do you remember the address?
Oh, gosh. I don't remember the address.
It's between
it's just
Fullerton.
North of Fullerton.
And, just north of Fullerton. Yeah. Great spot.
Yeah.
Great sessions.
It's a great place for tunes.
And do you get a lot of people who show up for the session, musicians
usually,
and
stuff? Yeah. And it's nice because usually we get some different people in here and there every week.
And do you guys play a lot together? Dave, do you play with Rachel and Max a lot?
You know, I just started getting to play with Max when we had a wedding of a mutual friend. So
cool.
I run into him at a session once or twice, but then we really got to play a little bit together getting ready for the wedding music. And then Rachel, just recently, I made it to one of her Thursday sessions and had a blast and looking forward to many more soon.
Well, everybody get out there Thursday nights at Galway Arms. All right, so I got a couple of musician jokes. What's the difference between a dead trombone player and a dead snake in the middle of the road? The snake was on his way to a gig. How do you get a guitar player to turn it down?
Uh-oh.
Put sheet music in front of him. He's going to have it in page.
Fair enough.
What kind of name on a marquee will always guarantee a crowd? Free beer.
That's true.
What do you call someone who hangs out with musicians? A guitar player. These are very anti-guitar players. Sorry, Dave. How can you tell if a stage is level? The bass player is drooling on both sides of his mouth. That's pretty good. Wait, there's another good one before I close up. How do you make a banjo player's car go faster? Take the pizza delivery sign off the roof. There's another good one. Well, I'll tell you. Thank you. You know the nice thing about this site? It has musician jokes, and not a lot of musicians send their own in, disputing, you know, no respect for guitar players and stuff like that. So how about another tune before our next break, you guys?
I'll tell you what, we'll do, you want to sing a song, Rachel?
Rachel has a beautiful voice.
Can we pressure you into doing that?
Yeah, sure.
Or
pressure.
If you want to do it later in the show, that's fine.
Peer pressure.
I'll go ahead and do it now. That's fine.
Okay.
Awesome.
She's putting down her fiddle. What are you going to do? Do you know?
I'm going to do a song called The Banks of the Ban.
The Banks of the Ban?
Yes.
B-A-N-N?
B-A-N-N. It's a river that runs up in Northern Ireland.
Okay.
County Antrim, maybe?
Okay.
Sure.
Camped along the band before, but anyway, I'm not actually sure where I learned this song from. I've known it for a long time, but the great singer Seamus Begley.
Oh, Seamus Begley, I know
sings
him.
Sings it as well.
He's in a concertina player, a squeeze box player as well. Yeah.
He's the.
And he has a brother who plays a lot. I can't remember his brother's name.
Brendan.
Yeah, Brendan Begley. Yep. Yeah. Okay. Well, you're a lot prettier than Seamus Begley.
Thank you. When first to this country a stranger I came, I placed my affections on a comely young dame. She being warm and tender, her waist small and slender, kind nature had formed her for my overthrow. On the banks of the Ban, where first I beheld her, she appeared like fair Juno or Grecian queen. Her eyes shone like diamonds, her hair softly twining, Her cheeks are like roses or her blood drops in snow. 'Twas her cruel parents that first caused our variance, all because I was poor and of a low degree. But I'll do my endeavor to gain my love's favor, although she does come from a rich family. My name is Delaney, it's a name that won't shame me, and if I had saved money, I'd have plenty in store. But drinking and courting, night rambling and sporting, were the cause of my ruin and absence from home. Now if I had all the money that's in the West Indies, or if I had the gold of the African shore, I'd spend it on pearls and on you, my fair girl. For there's no other love on this earth I adore. And since I have found her, I'm contented forever. I'll put rings on her fingers and gold in her ears. We'll live on the banks of the Bonnyban River, and with all sorts of splendor, I will style her my dear.
That was terrific, you guys. Lovely.
Thank you.
Lovely, Rachel.
Thank you,
as
thank
always.
You.
That was Max on the Tin Whistle. Beautifully done, Max.
Thanks.
I got another guitar player joke for you, David. Just
oh, goody. They just keep on coming, huh?
What's the relative's minor? What's the relative minor? I guess that's some kind of... What
that's
is
a
that?
Music geeky term, yeah.
It's the guitar player's girlfriend.
No.
I thought that's pretty funny.
Pretty good.
A guy goes into a butcher shop and he sees brains for sale. It says, Fiddler's brains, $5 a pound. Accordion's brains, $10 a pound. Bowron players, $100 a pound. And the guy says to the butcher, how come the Bowron players' brains are so expensive? And the butcher says, do you know how many we have to kill to get a pound? Oh, that was for the Bowron players.
Well, you know, I come from the bluegrass world, and we got the banjo players at the brunt of all our jokes. So we like to say, what's the difference between a banjo and an onion?
What?
No one cries when you cut up a banjo.
Ba-dum-bum. All right, you guys are terrific. Can you stick around and play some more for us later?
Oh, absolutely.
All right, we're going to take a little break here on the Skinny and Hooley Show, and we'll be right back after these messages from our friends.
Attention commercial business owners, industrial business owners, restaurateurs, apartment, condominium, and building maintenance managers. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service wants to earn your business. When was the last time you checked your garbage disposal rates? How about making a call or emailing for a free quote today at 773-626-5800 or online to floodbrothersdisposal.com. Flood Brothers is one of the last family-owned and operated solid waste recycling and yard waste firms serving metropolitan Chicagoland. Flood Brothers specializes in expert personalized service, extremely competitive pricing, and is backed by the Flood Brothers family name. Call Flood Brothers today. There's no charge other than a phone call to get a free quote. Call 773-626-5800 or go online to floodbrothersdisposal.com. When your name is on the trucks, you work harder to satisfy every customer. Call 773-626-5800. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service. Your garbage and recycling waste is their bread and butter.
There's only one Irish pub on the Chicago River, and that's Lizzie McNeil's at 400 North McClurg Court. We spend a lot of time there taping the Skinny and Hooley Show at Lizzie's almost every Wednesday night. You can escape the hustle and bustle of Navy Pier and relax at Lizzie McNeil's. Our old pal John Wren is your host. Please say hello when you stop by for one of their ice-cold brews in an authentic Irish pub. One visit and you'll be calling it your hometown hangout. We've been hanging at Lizzie's for going on 7 years now, so join us. When the weather gets nice, they have two outdoor patio areas where you can take advantage of the sunshine and a cafe menu of salad sandwiches and appetizers. Lizzie's also has a great private party room that's perfect for birthdays, graduations, and most nights at Lizzie's, you can meet the elite of Chicago's Irish-American community. So stop by Lizzie McNeil soon, right by the river. Tell them you were sent by Skinny and Hooley.
With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. Skinny and Hooley Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
Smith Village, located in the Beverly neighborhood, is a life plan community that's backed by the strength and experience of Smith Senior Living. At Smith Village, we offer a full continuum of care. Retirement is that unique and special phase of life when you shift from worrying about your to-do list to exploring all the things on your love-to-do list. It's also a time to expand your interests, learn something new, make new discoveries. The maintenance-free lifestyle at Smith Village gives you the freedom to do all this and more. And while you're exploring your passions, you'll appreciate the convenience of having dining, housekeeping, utilities, maintenance, social events, fitness classes, and wellness programming all covered by one monthly charge. For a limited time, take advantage of our three-month trial stay program to experience life at Smith Village without the risk of an entrance fee. Ask about our new trial stay program by calling 773-614-6836. That's 773-614-6836. Or visit the website at smithvillage.org.
Yeah, that Smith Village is a great spot. You know, I was talking to our friend Megan Luce today, who's the marketing director at Smith Village, and Skinny and I might be getting out back out there right around St. Patrick's Day to do a show. We like to bring the show out there and do it for all our friends out in Smith Village. You know, Billy, would you please give me a hand with this door, please?
Push it, 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 push it.
Brad Pitt is staying sober and bettering himself.
Who cares?
James Franco breaks silence on sexual misconduct allegations.
Who cares?
Michael Douglas denies sexual misconduct allegations.
Who cares?
Hey, pregnant Khloe Kardashian shares sex tips that burn a lot of calories.
Who cares?
Future Princess Meghan Markle deletes her Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter accounts.
Who cares?
Tanya Harding threatens to cut awkward Piers Morgan interview short.
Who cares?
Sarah Jessica Parker officially scraps Sex and City 3 idea.
Who cares?
That was a good idea. Lena Dunham and Jack Antonoff split after 5 years together.
Who cares?
People are begging Oprah Winfrey to run for president in 2020.
Who cares?
And finally, Madonna's used panties are up for sale.
Who cares?
Close it up. Close it up. Oh, I'm so glad Skinny's not here. You can't edit that out. That's classic material. Oh, thank you. I had to get the latch at the top there. I forgot. You know, Billy, whenever I'm walking down Western Avenue and I look in the window of Ken's or Art's, Hearts or Wrong's or any of those great Irish pubs, and I see the ghost of my old pal, Jimmy Goff, through the mist, and he says to me, "Hey, hooly, who died?" Thomas Francis O'Gara, 78. Graduated from St. Ignatius, Loyola University, Chicago Kent Lodge, College of Law. And he was a practicing attorney for 45 years. He's survived by his wife of 45 years, Judith, his son Patrick Francis in New York City. God rest his soul, Tom Francis O'Gara. Margaret Peggy Gibbons, Began, Nee McLaughlin, beloved wife of the late Stephen Gibbons, native of County Mayo, and the late James Began. Oh, I get it. She was married to one guy, and then he died, and then the next guy. And he was a native of County Antrim. She is the loving mother of Sheila, Kevin, Barbara, Patrick, Margaret, and the late Stephen. And she was spent a long time at Bell Telephone, Elmhurst Clinic, time spent at Chicago Police Department Crossing Guard. And she was a member of the West Side Ulster Club and always loved to spend time singing and dancing to Irish traditional music. God rest her soul, Peggy Gibbons. Catherine K. Weir, 93, God rest her soul. Beloved wife of 61 years, the late Harold, and the loving mother of Patricia, Ginny, and Donna. God rest her soul, K. Weir. And William J. O'Connor, Bill O'Connor, 66, retired Chicago Police Department crime lab guy. He was preceded in death by his parents, James and Carmelita, who was a Houlihan. So there's some Houlihan blood in his family, God bless him. And his twin brother, James. He was the husband for 43 years to Geraldine, the loving father of Katie, Betsy, and Bill O'Connor. God rest his soul, Bill O'Connor and all his Houlihan relatives. Okay, we have we're just going to close that up. PJ, thank you for, PJ is our Obit scout, and I talk to him every week. And he wanted to make sure I knew. He had heard Marty Malarkey on the show last week. And PJ says to me, "Did you know the Titans almost fired Mike Malarkey?" I said, "Wait, that's not the same guy, PJ." Mike Malarkey is the coach of the Tennessee Titans, and he didn't get fired. And PJ said, "Well, one Malarkey is enough." I said, "You're absolutely right. You're right about that." Marty Malarkey, who was on our show last week, and he was in the front page of the Tribune last week, was in 38 newspapers last week, all for the Marty app that he does at McCormick Square. So good for you, Marty. Okay, we're having a blast here on the Skinny and Hooli Show. Remember, we're here every Wednesday night here at Lizzie McNeil's. Come on by. Join in the fun. Tonight we got some great musicians. We're going to be right back to them right after these messages from our friends.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's and law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Juries won $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their 5 kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
If you're looking for an office in the Loop, you've got to check out Integrated Office Suites at 115 South LaSalle Street. IOS has an entire floor in this very prestigious building, and they offer the best in executive offices, virtual business offices, personalized phone answering, conference rooms, day office usage, administrative support services, with customized packages with fixed monthly invoices. Integrated Office Suites are convenient and very classy. So get in touch with our friends at integratedofficesuites.com. That's integratedofficesuites.com. Or call them at 312-648-6200 and tell them Skinny and Hooley sent you. Don't forget that number, 312-648-6200.
I'm Brendan O'Brien. Back in June of 1976, a guy opened a saloon on the south side called Riley's Daughter. That guy is my dad, Boz O'Brien. Millions of pints have been poured since then. Our family has quenched the thirst of the South Side for over 41 years. The storied history of Riley's Daughter is familiar to generations of friends who've told me their tales of nights they'll never forget at Riley's. Maybe they met their future wife or hubby at Riley's, or maybe they were there for many of our White Sox, Bears, or Notre Dame trips, or maybe their grandmother once bribed the judges in our Irish soda bread contest. We'll never tell. My family has been proud to be part of that over the years. One thing my dad has taught me is that you can't have too many friends. The legacy of Riley's Daughter has been the people we've been lucky enough to meet who stop by and share their good times with us. Today we're back in the South Side, right where we started, at 4010 West 111th Street in Oak Lawn. As Yogi Berra said, it's deja vu all over again. We actually closed the deal on our return the day Yogi died. God rest his soul. 2 years later, we haven't missed a step. If Yogi were alive, we'd tell him. Pull up a stool at Riley's Daughter and make yourself at home. If it's good booze and a friendly chat you're looking for, please stop by and say hello to my dad, Boz, my brother, Danny, or me, Brendan O'Brien. If you don't bring a story, we'll make sure you leave here with one. And if you mention the Skinny and Hooley Show, we'll make sure to put an extra ice cube in that drink of yours. Hope to see you back at Riley's Daughter in Oak Lawn on 111th Street.
Sure, mention the Skinny and Hooley Show to get that extra ice cube in your drink from our pal Brendan O'Brien and his dad, Boz, one of our favorite hangouts. Hey, you know what? Another great hangout that I like to be at is every Thursday night with my old pal Gino Cooney. We are at doing the crack at the Irish American Heritage Center with our old pal John Williams and just a great roster of rotating musicians. It's a great night, and you can hang around for the session, and the beers are cold. Almost as nice as it is here tonight, but not quite as nice. You know, there's always a lot going on at the Heritage Center. Just let me give you a rundown. Peabody, I think that's how you say it. That's Karen and Patrick Kennedy. Do you guys, did I pronounce it right? They're there every Saturday night, which is the next one is coming up January 27th from 6 to 7. And then they have quiz nights on Friday nights. That's tonight. Or it was last night. Yeah, thank you, Billy. Celebrate St. Bridget's Day on Sunday, January 28th. Of course, St. Bridget was the patron saint of Ireland, along with St. Patrick. Celtic Women International presents a multimedia program of one of Ireland's most venerated saints, St. Bridget. Learn about her significance and her relevance today. And then, of course, on Saturday in February on 2-3, 2-10, and 2-17, you got the Irish Whiskey Class. Join whiskey educator Martin C. Duffy. Now, how'd you like that for a title? What do you do?
I'm a whiskey educator.
For a tootful, as you learn about the history, legacy, production, and character of whiskey while sampling some of Ishkabiha, the water of life. Kevin Burke's concert coming up Friday, February 18th. He's a terrific fiddle player and has been the forefront of traditional music since the early 70s. So check that out. That's going to be a big deal. Friday, February 18th at the Heritage Center. And then you got Runa in concert Saturday, February 24th. Coming up February 24th. Runa in concert. I'm just reading this off the paper and on. It's rude, isn't it? Okay, and don't forget all the regular stuff. The gift shop at the Irish American Heritage Center just happens to be carrying my new book, Nothing's on the Square. So drop by there, and if you're there on a Thursday night, I'll sign it for you. And that's the greatest book that's ever written. It's funnier than the Bible, and if you keep it in the bathroom, you read it every day. So come on into the Taj Mahal of traditional Irish music any Thursday night. That's the Fifth Province Pub in the Irish American Heritage Center. All right, we can close up that obnoxious music section. That reminds me of the early show on TV. Do you remember that? It was about 100 years ago. I might just have another joke for you musicians. Can't say musicians. This gets back to the guitar player. Sorry about that, Dave. What do you call a guitar player who doesn't have a girlfriend?
Oh, Lord.
Homeless. That's pretty good, huh? What?
It's great hanging out with you, Dave.
Yeah, it's been a hard knocks.
This was fun.
What's the difference between a hand grenade and a banjo? By the time you hear the noise, it's too late. This is for Aisling. How long does a harp stay in tune? About 20 minutes or until someone opens a door. Okay. What do you call a pretty girl on the banjo player's arm? A tattoo. Ooh, musicians can be tough. All right. So we have time for one more break, and then we'll come back with some more music from our friends David Ryan and Rachel Gribben and Max Dunn. What? Oh, yeah. Do a tune now, and then we'll do another one.
All right.
So we're very happy to have you guys here. What do you got up your sleeve?
We're gonna do two different reels, and I'm just going to stick with the whistle.
I love it.
Enjoying that right now. So the first tune's called George White's. It's one of my personal favorites. And then we're going to end on a tune called The Green Mountain.
Beautiful. Thank you. beautifully, beautifully done. So great having you guys here tonight. It's the best way to get through a cold winter's night is some traditional Irish music, am I right? And maybe a little bit of whiskey and some Guinness. And so come on down every Wednesday night or any Thursday night. We're over at the Heritage Center, but every Wednesday night we're here at Lizzie McNeil's, 400 North McClure Court. We'd love to have you join us, hang out, have a beer with us, see what's cooking. Now, the crowd here has died down a little bit because you guys have kind of taken over, which I love, because we had a big party. We had a big party beforehand, and they were kind of raucous, but now we're running this room. We're going to take one more break on the Skinny and Hooley Show, then we'll be right back after these messages from our friends.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started 80 years ago by their grandfather. Today, 15 members of the family still work together. And as in their grandfather's day, they are service-oriented and believe that the only way to do something is the right way. Flood Brothers are price competitive, so you can count on them to exceed your expectations. So contact Flood Brothers for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. And remember their motto, your rubbish is our bread and butter. So call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
When your family has suffered a loss, there's one family I know who will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Home are third generation family owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. Robert J. Sheehy and Son Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted in Chicago. At the time, this is one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind, was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. His trademark of success is evident 98 years later as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. The name Sheehy on their sign outside the funeral home means something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. When my brother Willie died a few years ago, the Sheehys took very good care of our family, and you know you never forget something like that. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike Orico, and John Sullivan, and the rest of the staff take great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. Bob Sheehy will tell you, we pride ourselves in offering the highest level of professionalism with every family we serve. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
This is Mike Houlihan. I support Concern Worldwide. If you want to do something about global poverty, hunger, refugees, the unacceptable suffering of young children, if you want to reach people directly where the need is greatest, you should too. For 50 years, since its grassroots beginnings in Dublin, Concern has saved and changed millions of lives. It's been the proud, relentlessly compassionate face of Ireland to the world. Support Concern today at ConcernUSA.org. That's ConcernUSA.org. There is no more Irish thing you can do.
Yeah, don't forget that. Concern.org. There's no more Irish thing you can do. It's a great organization. And it was started by Father Finucane and his brother, the other father of two priests, Father Finucane and Father Finucane. Hey, you know what? I'm just looking up at the wall here at Lizzie McNeil's, and they got the flag of Chicago. They got the flag of the United States. They got the flag of Ireland, but they also have the flag of Chicago. And last October, Skinny and I brought 43 people to Ireland with us, and we also brought the Chicago flag with us because one of the guys on our trip who goes every year, Denny Kearns, his grandfather was the alderman who in 1916 introduced legislation that Chicago should have its own flag. And he had immigrated from Westport County, Mayo, Ireland. So there we were. We were in Westport, and we were at the Westport Coast Hotel in County Mayo, and we had a big press conference with the county councilors from Westport, and we presented the flag of Chicago to them. It was a very cool moment, but we shot a lot of footage out there, and hopefully we'll be able to put a documentary together on the origins of the Chicago flag, on how it started in the mind of an Irishman who came from Westport County, Mayo, and how we brought it back to Westport 100 years later. We'll get into a lot of the history of the flag and all that other great stuff. Now, I want to congratulate Max. He got married in November to his lovely bride, Ashley.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Thank you. Yeah,
yeah, that's terrific. Where did you get married?
In a barn in Yorkville.
Yorkville? Oh, that's kind of like...
it's out there, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
And you guys went to Hawaii on your honeymoon?
Yeah, just got back Sunday and brought some warm weather with us, I think.
Oh, you missed it.
That was us. Yeah, brought it back. So.
How long was the honeymoon?
Oh, we were there for like 10 days. We
you
saved
dog.
Quite a bit for it. Yeah.
That's great. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah.
And so you're still living in Beverly, though, and now you're a married guy.
Yeah, still living in Beverly, still teaching. Nothing else
That's
has changed.
That's great. And Ashley is a physical therapist and Irish dance teacher.
Yes, yeah.
Where does she teach Irish dance?
She was at the Tour Main School, and they're closing up shop, so she's going to probably get a gig somewhere else and keep doing it. So,
tell her to talk to Katie. She's Katie Grant. She's plugged into all that Irish dance
stuff. She is, yeah.
Well, congratulations are in order, and, you know. Mazel tov, as they say. Yeah. All right, so you guys going to do one more tune for us? We're very honored, by the way, to have David Ryan here and Rachel Gribben and Max Dunn. So glad you guys are here. Always great to have you. Come back again, will you, please?
Of course.
Thanks for having us.
All right, it's my pleasure and our audience's pleasure. All right, so what do you want to take us out with?
We'll finish on a set of reels. The first one's called Speed the Plow, and then we're going to do two made famous by Planxty, and we'll do each one twice.
All right.
Save on time. So.
Yeah, nice. Okay, Max Dunn, Rachel Gribben, David Ryan, here they are. They're going to take us out. We'll be right back.
The Skinny and Hooley Show is recorded in front of a live audience.